Conscious Mindset Function, I am Dollar. The Conscious Mindset for this week, this year, it's also Erev Mindset. This year is going to be usually my delivery is Shabbos of Orchim. It's also, you know, always Mindset is the last Pasha, Pasha's for Midbar, Pazak, Pasha's for Zah. Pasha starts off. Maybe the Masay Bnei Yisrael Shayir to me is the command to try. These are the traveling of Bnei Yisrael Shayir to me is the Tzavoy Yisrael Yad Mui Shiva Aam, or whatever Yad Mui Shiva Aam. And the Torah goes on to enumerate, as you know, the 42 different stops and places that the Klai Yisrael made on the way. These are the Masay Bnei Yisrael Shayir to me is the but they went 42 different stops on the way to going to Eretz Yisrael. And we have to understand what's the significance of the Torah telling us these different ways, these 42 ways, 42 stops, the Torah enumerates every single stop. Rashi already asked this question, Lamanichtu Hamasaros Oedos, which is Chasod of Shalmakom, Rashi says, the Chesed of Hashem, even though he was Gozalim, the Talmud or near the Midbar that he's going to shake them up and move them around in the Midbar. When Tamashi normally took them in Masa or Masa, don't think they had so many different journeys in Masa or Masa called Boram Shana. When he's learning in the there was no rest. And you think that Haisa was traveling so much that they had no rest, and therefore. You would think that Chas V'Shalom, it was even though it was right for Hashem to bring it upon them, but at the same time, it would sound that Chas V'Shalom had to go through such a terrible situation of always on the go, always moving. The Rashi says, no, it was only 42 at the end. And take out the teams that went the first year before the Gezeira, and then. I was taken another 8, as she says, has to be since Anna, who was special to the 8. So as she says, Nim says the whole thing, the whole 38 years, the only one had 20 months old. So brings Rashi from Moshe Dash. We want to say maybe another chat. This is. On a birthday, I once heard from Rav Brevda that the teacher is a big stick. Rav Brevda was only made on a precious Rus, Megillas Rus. Megillas Rus, we know that the story goes that Naomi and her husband, Elimelech, they left there to Saul. They left there to Saul. And they went down to Moab, they went out of Eretz Yisrael. They were punished, whatever, for that reason. And the Maisa, enough, ended up dying in Chutzlars. And the army decides she's going back to Eretz Yisrael. So the Maisa, the Pesukim, and the Hilas Rus tell us that. So when she left Eretz Yisrael, when they left Eretz Yisrael at the beginning, as the pasuk says, "Vayim yirei shvoit ha'shoyt." To begin with, "Vayim rov ba'od." "Vayim chesh beis gavir lo gubis neimayim hu v'yishtoy." They went. So it says the pasuk. It says they went. "Vayavos teimor v'yusham." They went and they came to Smos teimor. Later on, when it says that Naomi had the husband died, and she went back, and Rus followed her. So the army decides again to go back. The pasuk says, when the army wanted to come back, so it says like this. It says, many times that she got up to go. And she got up to go, it says, the pasuk says, the Tatesman of Kosher Shoshama, but stick out the email, but say, Laka, but Derech, Washer, but she was on the way. And then it says again later on. Netanach l'shtein avin abeislechem. It said a few times they got up and they went. The paytay from the place, and she got up and she went. The prophet says a few times that she got up and she went. It says Vatokom, it says she got up. Vatesha, Mishnei Moyav. A few times, Vatetim and Amakoyim. A few times it says that she didn't get up, she went, she's going. Many different descriptions of how she was going back, she went on the path. And it doesn't seem when it went like so smooth. So Bev just said a few stories that the person's fall goes down when it's going into a fall. It's going down in the Yiddish guide. So a lot of times it can go very, very smooth. Things go very smooth and easy. The path to falling, losing the Yiddish guide and losing the Madregas can be very swift. When a person wants to come back and wants to attain Madregas of Yiddishkeit, wants to attain Madregas of Godliness, wants to attain Grace of Madregas, it takes sometimes, it could be a struggle. It'll be a struggle, and that's because the Yetzer Hara is fighting it. Going away from Yiddishkeit, going away from Torah, going away, it's an easy path, but you know that sometimes, like we know the famous adage that people say, a person is just like a bicycle. When you don't have to pedal, when you're speeding very fast without pedaling, you're not pedaling, you must be going downhill. If you're going uphill, you have to pedal extremely hard just to move the bicycle. And so too in life, when a person's going downhill, when he's going down into a place where it's not good for him, where it's going, he's having the urethra goes very, very, very quick. It goes easy. There's no real obstructions because he had to find it. He's there. Masha Ein Kein, when it's going in the path of the Yetzer Tov, when you're trying to do something right, when you're trying to do the most important thing, you're doing the right thing, there's where the difficulties take place. There's where the struggle. Therefore, there when there's many obstacles, there when it takes a lot of, effort. It takes a lot of effort to achieve, and that's the simon that you're going for something great. And in Mela, we could say that the effort, that's the pshat, the emes, and the margilis rus, that we find that the pasuk says, and this is based on the going also. The pasuk says that the Vilna Gaon, a very tremendous verse for the Vilna Gaon in the margilis rus. The Vilna Gaon says. Another connection, he says that we find that the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Tov tells us to do mitzvahs. So we always understood the Yetzer Hara always tells us to do avelis. So I know who's talking. I know someone's trying to get me to do an avela. It's going to be if it's by the Yetzer Hara, and it's going to get me to do a mitzvah. Yetzer Tov. It says the Vilna Gaon that the Yetzer Hara also sometimes has a disguise. He tries to get you to do mitzvah, and the mitzvah is in disguise of an aveira, in the backing. Meaning, he'll get you to do a mitzvah to go to a certain place, mitzvah chasana, whatever it is. The service shall cover, lurking behind that mitzvah, he wants you to get you to do an aveira. And very, very often that happens. Like I remember heard from Shmuel Birnbaum, we used to come late to say that he missed davening. He came back late and he was full. He said, "Where were you?" So he said, I went to a special chasana, I was a mitzvah chasana, with a man at the chasana. So the Shmuel says, "I don't know about mitzvah. We have a klal, mitzvah goes there, it's mitzvah. And mitzvah brings another mitzvah in its way. And if you're going to do a mitzvah, so that brings you to do other mitzvahs. But if the guy misses shachar, and he misses the seder, and he misses doing right things because of that mitzvah, that's the pressure, it's a mitzvah, because the whole mitzvah brings about another mitzvah. That's the klal. And it doesn't bring another mitzvah. So you have to have sometimes get you doing a veda by disguising it in a mitzvah. saying, you know, over here, do this, do that. And meanwhile, he has something lurking in the background. He wants to get you to an Aveira. So now there's a trouble. How do I know if it's a mitzvah or Aveira? Says the going, the biggest story. If you're going swiftly to it, you have a big patience to do it, be very careful. Because you're made up of a goof, and a goof doesn't really want to do the right thing. Since the goof doesn't want to do the right thing, and was right, the goof is lazy, made of physical. Therefore, the goof shouldn't be so excited. If the goof is excited to do it, you know that it has some mitzvah involved, even though it looks like a mitzvah. Shenken, if it's an aveira, now shenken, if it's a real mitzvah, but the enthusiasm to do it is not as great. There's a struggle, there's a deep struggle going on, a fight in between the yetzer and the goof, the physical that's not so interested. And there, since you're struggling with it, that's a ride that the yetzer is telling you to go do a mitzvah. That's what he's mazba, that when Naomi wanted to know if Ruth was genuine, if she was a genuine convert, that she really was, so it says in the puzzle that Taylor, he misunderstood her. She showed she was struggling to keep up with Naomi. Why was she struggling with Naomi? Naomi was much older than Ruth. Must be the reason why she was struggling to go with her was coming to be a simon that was coming to be a simon advice to us that she, this was a good thing. And Ruth was doing a genuine mitzvah, genuine convert. She really wanted to come, and that's why she was having difficulty helping the army. That was the real sim, and therefore, once the army saw this, oh, she said, please join me, I'll take you in. I know it really means truth, because you're having a hard time. It's very, very difficult. I said, again, Arpa, who turned around and decided not to stay with her, that night she swiftly went down, and she lived with even all different types of men, because she swiftly right away went down because the Yitzhara was running after her. Anyway, but getting back to the Yisoid. The Yisoid over here is a very powerful Yisoid that we struggle when it's difficult, when we have challenges. We're trying to go forward and we see this obstacles in the way. This is a good simon. This means that the thing that we're trying to attain is something great. And this is the pshat, I believe, in why the Chazal is telling us all these masoids, all these journeys. Because Klai Yisrael was now on its way to Eretz Yisrael. They were traveling to Eretz Yisrael, and they were going to the land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us, the land where, this land is the land where we get connected to Hashem on a higher level. It's the land where the Kedusha is Ha'aretz, Abiyud HaShem Machkim, where there's Kedusha and beauty and holiness in the land. And we're the Kodesh Baruch Hu dwells in an unbelievable way, the Ashkoch and the Pratis. And in this land, so we're now going towards that land. And therefore, the Torah is telling us they had many journeys. They had to travel many different journeys. It's not a chesaron, it's a maila. The fact they had to travel so many journeys is a siman that there's a big obstacle here, that the Torah is trying to prevent it. That Klai Yisrael was trying to get to Eretz Yisrael, which is the land which was promised them, with the land where they're going to reach their shleimos. In order to reach their shleimos, you're going to need to struggle. You're going to have to go through many journeys. But you have to realize that in life, that we go through many journeys and many obstacles. If there are obstacles in the way, if it's difficult, if we're trying to get to places, and we still see that we still have to overcome this and overcome that. But the siman, that the eventual goal is something great, and the Yitzhak is trying to prevent it. He's making more obstacles, and we have more challenges. We gotta be persistent. We gotta keep it up. We gotta keep fighting, because we realize, because it's so difficult, and because there's so many challenges, and because there's so many things in our way, it must be that the goal that we're trying to achieve is something amazing, something so great, that the Yitzhak doesn't want us to get there. And therefore, we have the challenges. Therefore, we have the struggle. But this is an important lesson in life. Don't give up. Don't get turned down. When the struggles are there, when there's difficulties, when we go out, we set out to rise, to grow, to achieve greatness in Torah, in Yerushalayim, in Avodas Hashem, in all our Avodas Hashem. And we find obstacles in the way. This is the grass to spin it. That's the Yetzer Tov, that's the group fighting against the Yetzer Tov. That's the Yetzer Tov trying to prevent us to reach it. And instead of falling, instead of stopping, instead of giving up, realize that it must be we're heading in the right direction. Of course we see the obstacles. Of because we see difficulty, because it's so hard, and we should continue to be persistent, and the Eiz Hashem is bones, to continue on that path. We know we're doing the Eiz Hashem to bow our Das Torah, to go in the way, to reach great height. To know that the difficulties are a simon. If we're having difficulties, the simon Hashemayim, it must be that the goal that we're trying to achieve is so great, and the Torah is trying to stop us. We should continue on that path and reach our greatness. Work for the Eiz Hashem clients at this time when we have so many challenges from within and from without. Soon as Shema, we have to keep fight forward. We have to move forward and fight for our success, for our survival, and Yiddishkeit, that we should not give up and realize that the challenges are only the obstacles that the Lord is trying to prevent us from reaching that, our greatness, our Shlemus. Pursue it till we reach our Shlemus, and we work for the Eiz Hashem, all of us, to reach Eretz Yisrael, with Christ, from the Eiz Hashem, from the Shira, from the Beinu, and the Amen.